EMS service because people, you know, have, they're worried about coming out and getting contaminated. And so, you know, there's another, you have a volunteer function and people are trying to keep themselves safe. And it, I mean, just that alone, we have a finite capacity of how many people can respond and are able to respond at this point. So those are the sort of things that we need the city manager to stay up on and to make sure that we're informed, that we're not overwhelming that capacity and what we're able to do there. And I know they've taken some recent measures to sort of improve the pool of EMS people, but it is important that we have a holistic approach to it. I want to commend the fishing industry for the work that they've done. And I think I can be hard on things sometimes, but I really think they've done a good job. I had a chance to speak with their medical advisor, and she's a very intelligent woman who really was putting together the best that she could, the plans the best that they could for the fleet. And I think the bottom line is that if the community has the capacity to have folks hauling fish around, then we're going to be able to do it because they're going to be doing a good job on the boats. And it sounds like they've got some excellent things in place. So there's lots of planning and folks moving forward, but I want to try to come up with something tangible for directions to the city manager to come out of this meeting. And, you know, Lisa, are you feeling like you've gotten, obviously you got some great ideas tonight. Are you both from Assembly Member Powell and from Assembly Member Gilbert, are you feeling like you have the direction you need to drive forward with the next step on this?
So let me clarify a few things, if I may, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely.
Just to be clear, so the first I would like to do is I'd like to say thank you for the recognition, but I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't say that there are a huge number of people working enormously hard on all of this. That certainly goes for our fire chief and our fire captain, and that goes for our clerk, and that goes for our other staff that are stepping up to the plate and doing things behind the scenes on a regular basis. And so I, you know, our officers, police officers doing extra things like forms. So and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, so please forgive me if I am, but there's a whole group of people who are working diligently to get us through this, and the number will continue to increase. So my thanks go out to them. Second, I wholeheartedly agree that we need to focus on the things that we have the ability to do here locally. And those are rules and regulations with regard to harbor and the marine yard that I believe we can do in our own code with ordinance in fairly short order. It just is buckling down to get that stuff done. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I also believe there may be a way for us to work plan approval stuff into a local ordinance. And so that may be something we can do, or looking at the, you know, from the point of view, as Assemblymember Decker said, we're just trying to implement what the state has mandated already. And I really like moving forward with the unified command definition idea, that unified command includes local on-scene coordinators, and that means your local incident commanders, and that means you need to get the plans to us. So where I'm a little less fuzzy and I'd like perhaps some more direction is the in-state in-state quarantine for people traveling for personal critical reasons. You know, that is also a bit of a sticky issue, because some of these folks are traveling, let's say, for custody transfers of children. So let's say we've got somebody that's got a kids that go back and forth between here and Petersburg. So they get over to Petersburg, they get off the plane, and they get their kids. Technically, they're supposed to quarantine for 14 days in Petersburg. If they get right back on the plane with those kids and come here, should they be in quarantine? And should the kids be in quarantine? So those are some of the things we have to try to work through. But I still feel like we have to do it. The other thing is I would really like direction from the assembly that it is okay to have substantive conversations and to work now, thankfully, in concert with Dr. Prezanka in reviewing the plans of our major groups coming to town, working with them to try to think of creative solutions and to mitigate impact to the health system. And the thing that really stuck with me today in speaking with Dr. Prezanka is she sort of indicated, let's leave the impact to the health system and the concerns that people might have about people coming into the community and overwhelming our healthcare system and taking that away from our locals. The fact of the matter is people may be in our community or may come into our community at a time where if they need medical help as a visitor to our community, our healthcare system is already so stressed that they are not able to get help. And so the risk is to some of the, is to our private partners bringing people in, having some sort of a separate healthcare contingency plan for their people is keeping them safe because the healthcare system may not be able to accommodate them. It's as much a concern for our visitors as it is for us locally. So that really stuck with me. And having some of those conversations now, I think is extremely important. And I just, I don't want to reach out and start having those without the assembly thinking that is an okay and a smart thing to do.
Would anybody like to comment on that? Well, oh, sorry.
Go for it.
Julie, go ahead.
Well, Lisa, you said a lot there. So one thing, I mean, I don't want there to be sort of a double standard for, you know, any people. But at the same time, you know, given trying to move quickly and do, I think we need to do the most important things first. And so I don't want to forget about the personal critical needs sort of category of people, but I feel like it's a secondary priority. There's probably less people in that category. And if we can nail down the critical workforce, you know, folks, we can then figure out the sort of the next tier down of priorities. That's how I would look at that.
You know, Julia, I think that's a really interesting point. I actually find the people in the critical workforce seem to be on this a lot better than folks that are sort of traveling under item 20. And I just had two people text me regarding concerns of people who've just shown up in town that aren't really about work, that they're just here and, you know, they're questioning, are they going to quarantine? Are they not? They've come from Juneau. And so it's kind of interesting, and it's kind of typical that individuals tend to operate a little looser than, say, Dawson Construction that has a vested interest in doing it right. So that, I think you're right on that, Julie. I think that's good counsel.
Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the other thing to consider is you might not get the perfect product the first time. This may take more than one ordinance. This may take some tweaking of an ordinance. So, you know, I think expecting perfection the first time out of the box, certainly that's what Lisa strives for, she and her crew strive for, and I appreciate that. But times are going to change. Condition, you know, situations are going to change. So I think we need to agree, at least in our minds, that we may have to go back and revisit this. We probably will.
Mr. Mayor, may I comment on that?
Yeah, please go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I very much appreciate Assemblymember Morrison saying this. This is certainly my first pandemic. I don't know about the rest of you.
Oh, come on.
I am.
I think you stole my line.
I'm making this up as I go along. As I said today, I think on occasions, every decision that is being made these days is breaking new ground. Every decision.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And there will absolutely be mistakes made.
I think this is the, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. It's going to change. We see this every day. There's something new that comes out and changes the way we're going. And I'm not just thinking to the bad. There's also some news that comes out, you know, recently out of Ketchikan where 14 recoveries out of the 14 infections. So, you know, who knows where this is going to head? We need to be flexible and elastic as we're going along. So I think Assemblymember Morrison's correct with the flexibility. Julie, you've got your hand up there.
Yeah, just one more thing before I want to say this before we get done. There may be other things we want to talk about, but we've had three assembly meetings this week, and I feel like, you know, because things are, I would say kind of, I don't know if critical is the right word, but it's important that things are moving along at this period. That I think it might be important enough to schedule sort of regular special meetings at, you know, once or twice a week that we all know and can count on, staff know and can count on, and the public can know and can count on. And I'm open to like days of the week and such, but I think that would be helpful in keeping things rolling. And nothing's happened. We need to get an update and everybody can get off Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Your mayor.
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
I agree with that because I think there have been meetings that have been held that we didn't know anything about, and had we, you know, we might have listened in or gotten an update. And I certainly realize with all this chaos that's no one's fault or no one's responsibility. But if we were meeting at week or if not more often, and until this starts to get into a rhythm, because there's no rhythm to it right now, might not be, but I would appreciate that anyhow for myself, and I think for the public.
So the only caution that I have is that I know how busy Lisa is, and mm-hmm. for her to pull together meetings on a regular basis may be a lot to ask, but I would just be cautious about how much we try to do that because it is time consuming on her end. But that would be, you know, Lisa, I don't know if you want to weigh in on that.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I actually appreciate the opportunity to do that. There are a number of ways in which I feel like I'm failing epically at the moment. And one of those is communication to the, as broad a communication to the assembly as there needs to be. And if we had a couple of standing meetings, a week where all I had to do was show up and give a verbal report on things, that makes my life much easier than feeling like I am not getting a KYP out, although it may seem like it doesn't take very long, sometimes drafting those takes quite a bit of time. So I think that may be an easier thing for me to do is knowing if I don't have to prep a packet, if all we have to do is have a meeting and sometimes it might be 5 minutes, sometimes it might be a half an hour to just update, I'm game for that.
Okay, so just so we're clear then, you do want to have meetings twice a week that we will notice and make available. Okay, let's go forward with that and do that. If that makes your life easier, then we want to do that. So let's, we already have an assembly meeting coming this Tuesday. So do you want to pick Monday and Thursdays for our COVID update meetings with the city manager? Would that work for folks?
Would for me.
Okay. So,
Kim, at 5:30?
At 5:30, Mondays and Thursdays. At 5:30, COVID meeting update with the city manager. Kim, can you make sure that we're noticed on those? And
hey, Chief?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I was just asking if...
I didn't quite hear what you said. Did you say, what did you say?
I said, hey, Chief.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sorry. What kind of obligations does that also require for the rest of our staff, say Kim and so forth? Is that going to be a strain on the staff additionally?
That was going to be my question as well, Mr. Mayor.
Kim, do you want to address that?
I'm fine. It's fine with me. Thank you.
Okay.
I can notice those meetings and make sure that I send out the information on those days for the Zoom meeting. No problem.
Okay.
And Mr. Mayor, if there is an update that is required from, let's say, Captain Spray or another member of our staff that happens to be working on something particular with regard to this, I'll make sure that they sign on for that particular meeting.
Sounds good. So what I think we should do, my suggestion to you, Lisa, is let's on those evenings not do a COVID update on the radio, just drop that off, and then that can sort of count as the update for the community at the same time.
Okay.
So Lisa, do you feel that you have sort of enough information from the assembly?
I think so, yes.
Does anybody else have anything they would like to say further prior to signing off?
Julie has her hand raised.
Okay, sorry, Julie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to suggest as a possibility, that Lisa, if you're gonna speak with the attorney, it might be helpful for him to use as an example, you know, what Cordova is doing and what City of Craig has done relative to what we know about Wrangell's situation, and see what he thinks if we would be able to enact some or all of those types of things.
I will do that. He has sent some other information to me, specifically what the Bristol Bay Borough did on Monday as well.
Okay. Anyone else? Any final comments?
I was watching the governor's press conference today. Just a couple of things. People were asking if people could leave their hometown and go to the next town and recreate there. And he said, yeah, if you want to go out and hike the trails and everything you can, you just have to use the 6 feet. Not to another town, but he was speaking of Anchorage people going out to, you know, Hatcher Pass and places like that, driving out there. So that was one thing he brought up. But he also did say that he expected the fisheries to be releasing something imminently that was going to be much more definitive, that, and it was coming from the communities. So for what that's worth.
Yeah, I think I've heard some rumors myself over the last mm-hmm. while, so it will be an interesting time the next yeah. little while. Julie, sorry, go ahead. Oh, well, Julie's hand was just left up, I guess. Anybody else? Anything else? Thank you to everyone for coming in tonight. Lisa, the next action, I guess we'll have our regular assembly meeting next Tuesday night. Do you anticipate any emergency meetings in between now and next Tuesday?
Maybe. And the only reason I say that is if we can pull together the harbor stuff and it needs to be an ordinance, we have already set the agenda for next Tuesday's meeting. And so there may need to be something in between.
Hey, Julie?
Well, thanks. I just, on that point, so are we starting the Monday, Thursday meetings next Monday or no?
Yeah, we should start them Monday.
Okay. So I want to just be clear on these meetings too. These are for updates from Lisa and questions. We have to be really cautious, I would imagine, with that, Kim, right? We'd have to be somewhat cautious, correct?
Right, because these meetings, if it's my understanding, and correct me please if I'm wrong, is just an update that basically Lisa, the borough manager, would be giving. Because if there's action, that would be a meeting.
Right.
But this is just an update.
Right, and I'm just going to encourage everybody to remember that, because the temptation is going to be, as you get information, to encourage a certain action from that information. So we just need to be cautious. And I think if we want to sort of move something to the next level, it's fine to ask for clarification and understanding and may perhaps venture an opinion. But if we want to take official action, we're going to need to notice a meeting. Assemblymember Larrabee.
With that understanding, would it be wise for us to just maybe have her do a recorded message with the radio station and for the public to hear for us? And if we have additional questions, we may contact her, or would it be more efficient to do it the other way?
Well, we've been doing our 440 updates for a couple of weeks now, but I think City Manager Von Bargen is looking for is something a little more extensive for the assembly. Instead of writing out a whole KYP that she can just do verbally, we can call in for and receive verbally. Lisa, do you have any clarification? Is that what you're anticipating?
Yes, I want to be able to make bullet notes about what I need to speak about and just be able to talk about them. If I had to record something, I'd have to write it out, and it'd be way more labor intensive. And the other thing is that, you know, having these updates, again, Kim, please weigh in here as the parliamentarian. It provides for the assembly to be able to ask clarifying questions. And so...
Sure.
Yeah, that there is the ability to have discussion about things and for clarification to be made, so long as there isn't action taken. We can discuss and have a conversation about it.
Okay, thank you for the clarification on that.
Okay, anybody else?
What I'd like to do is, I'm so sorry, Mayor, if I can, for just one second. What I'd like to do is publish these as a standing work session, and then have that clarifying topic that I can just kind of hash out with Lisa, just so that it kind of leaves it, you know, so she can give the update and for the assembly to be able to provide feedback and stuff like that. So just to kind of keep it general.
Perfect. Okay.
Awesome.
With that, I don't see any other hands up. We will adjourn this work session at 6:52. Thank you, everybody. And we'll look forward to Monday night's update and Tuesday's assembly meeting.